There has been a significant discovery published in the scientific journal Nature today, which relates to fundamental advances in multiple sclerosis research. For many years, there's been a debate about the importance of genetics and the environment in terms of the causality of multiple sclerosis. And this publication identifies that there are very significant genetic determinants of the disease, with 57 loci within the genome now having been identified as conveying susceptibility to the disease. This has been an important initiative from around the world, which has involved key Australian investigators under the umbrella of ANSGene, and includes investigators at the University of Melbourne and the Florey Neuroscience Institutes, a collaboration which we're very proud to be involved with. Fundamentally, Australian researchers have contributed at least 1,000 samples to this study, which has involved interrogation of over 10,000 samples from people with multiple sclerosis, representing one of the largest genetic studies in the world. So what does this mean for people with multiple sclerosis? Firstly, it identifies that immunology is important in terms of the cause of the disease. It identifies that the immune system is where the foundation of the disease is laid down, and also indicates that a particular cell type called T cells or T lymphocytes are very important in orchestrating the onset of the disease. But this research also tells us more and provides the foundation for a whole series of future investigations. From the work that we've just completed, we now need to proceed to understand how the proteins encoded by these genes are expressed and how that expression is altered in multiple sclerosis and how ultimately we might act to modulate the expression of those proteins for the benefit of people with multiple sclerosis to treat the disease. And we here in Melbourne are at the vanguard of some of those investigations through collaborative interaction, both with the Florey Neuroscience Institutes, but also through to the Royal Melbourne Hospital and Box Hill Hospital with my collaborators, Dr. Helmut Butskuven and also Dr. Judith Field. And what we collectively are attempting to do is to understand how these expressions of these proteins are modulated in various immune cell subsets and how ultimately the function of these proteins might perturb or modulate immune function. We see this as a very important extension of the work which has just been published and will involve interrogation of samples from hundreds of people with MS who we are assessing on an ongoing basis in the clinics at the Royal Melbourne and Box Hill hospitals.